Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Live from Austin, Texas. We're now into the second hour of this global transmission. You can always listen to all 3 hours at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com or at PrisonPlanet.tv. And, of course, the global shortwave during the day, all 3 hours during the day, at 9.475, and at night from 9 to midnight at 3210, okay, we're going to go to Howie and Michael and Claude and Chris and others here. It's wide open phones on this Friday at 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. First off, you know, what we're talking about here on this broadcast is not our opinion. It's the facts of history of what the world government's doing, of what they're up to. I just can't get over the New York Times 2 days ago going, oh, yes, the Bilderberg Group. Heard John Edwards speak to them a month ago in Centra, Italy, and they decided that he should be the VP, and they called up Mr. Skull and Bones, John Kerry. I mean, they wouldn't even mention the Bilderberg Group 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years ago anywhere in the mainstream media. And now to be saying, oh, yeah, they're basically the bosses. Just an amazing development. Also, again, under TIPS program with federal grants to local governments, this out of the AP, they're going to turn firefighters, utility workers, cable people, carpet cleaners. TIPS is back at the local level, just like Total Information's back, called the Matrix. They call it the Matrix, folks. No kidding. In your face at the local level, spying on you. And they're going to look for terrorists and criminals. Yes, of course. So we went over that. I haven't gotten to this yet. Thousands of mentally ill U.S. children held in detention centers. That's Reuters. Also, the globalists win for now. House leaves Patriot Act as is. Capitol Hill Blues saying, is Dick Cheney headed for the door? I will cover this news early in this first hour. I mean, in the first few segments of the second hour. But right now, let's go to the calls. Right now, let's go ahead and speak to the callers. Let us go ahead and go to Howie in Illinois. Go ahead, sir.
Hello, Alex. Long time no speak, but you're in good voice as always.
Well, thank you.
The American Free Press, which you have an ad on your station almost every day, my subscription arrived. Everything is perfect. I called the editor and in the editorial department, and I said, thanks for advertising with Alex. And he said, I didn't know we were doing that. So, but anyway, it's not the old spotlight, but I'm sure when they get enough subscribers, it'll be filled. But thank you for having him as an advertiser.
Well, yeah, what we have is we have a distributor that's an advertiser on the network and my website.
Well, then, very good. Please thank him for doing it, because it's been, as I say, over 20 years since I had the spotlight, and then they got in trouble. And I had a great time the minute you got the guy from American Free Press to tell you that Edwards was in Italy at the meeting, and I called a local paper VP and said, hey, guys, Kerry's going to pick Edwards. And they said, yeah, cut it out. And I told them why he was going to be picked.
But you're a kook, and you're still a kook if you call him back, even though the New York Times said it. The New York Times is good and loving, and they say the Bilderberg's the boss, but simultaneously it doesn't exist, and you're crazy.
That's right, and they wouldn't print anything about it. So anyway, yesterday, when the New York Times was when you read the New York Times,
yes,
I called them up and I said, oh, by the way, the gray lady says what I said is true. Now what are you going to do?
Hey, I'll tell you what, I want to hear what they said when we get back. Stay there, Howie and Michael, Claude, Chris, and others. Global transmission against tyranny continues. On the other side of these important messages, I'm Alex Jones, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you concerned about the quality of air and purity of water in your household? If you answered yes, then you owe it to yourself and your family to check out the amazing benefits of owning your own personal ozone generator. With an ozone generator, you can kill bacteria and viruses in your drinking water, get rid of that stale air in your house that keeps recirculating. Your new ozone generator will remove odors and provide a clean, fresh scent throughout your house. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises for one of the most affordable ozone generators available today. That number is 800-569-4340. The ozone generator is portable, has an internal blower for ozone disbursement into the air, and comes with a tube attachment for ozonating liquids. Best of all, it's affordable. It's only $385, and that includes the shipping. So call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340 for your personal ozone generator, or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cup behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, again, folks, Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central Standard Time. That's 10 to 1 Mountain. You can hear all three of the hours at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. Right there on the internet, folks, or on Global Shortwave at 94.75 during the day and at night from 9 to midnight at 3210. And we're getting a lot of new affiliates, folks. If you're listening to us on shortwave or the internet and not on the local AM or FM, call your local mom-and-pop privately owned talk stations. Tell them to go to GCNlive.com, link through to the network, call affiliate relations, we'll send them out demos of the shows. They've got all the satellite coordinates for them. We've got the satellites they need. That's how we get more affiliates, and that is so vitally important because we're already reaching millions of people every week. We need to reach tens of millions. We'll go back to the calls, and I'll get into this other news. That's very, very important. There's a lot of it. But right now, let's go back to Howie in Illinois. Again, I've been attacked by the New York Times because I believe in an imaginary organization called the Bilderberg Group, as they openly call for world government publicly in Europe, that our world leaders go and attend. But now the New York Times comes out 2 days ago and reports what we broke a month ago with Jim Tucker from American Free Press, who's been covering Bilderberg for 26 years. He got back photos of John Edwards, and he said, yeah, he'll probably be the VP pick because, you know, when they send somebody there to be looked at. And then the New York Times goes, oh, yes, Bilderberg told us that he gave a speech before them, and the 124 world leaders, and they decided that they thought he'd be the good VP, so they called, it says this in the New York Times, they called John Kerry up and said, he's your man, right out in the open. Now, a month ago, you called the local papers and said, hey, they're going to pick Edwards because of this, and they laughed at you. When you called them back yesterday and said, the gray lady says this, that's the name of the New York Times, no longer the gray lady, it's color now, but when you called them up and said this, what did the local papers say to you?
Well, they said, we couldn't do that. Look what happened to that New York paper that published their exclusive. Gephardt wins vice president position.
Oh, so as if they'd make a mistake, because the New York Post comes out and Rupert Murdoch tells them it's going to be Gephardt.
That's right.
And you can listen here, though, and find out who it'll be, can't you?
Yes, I can.
I mean, how time and time again are we just right over and over and over again? I'm not bragging. People better take this serious.
Yes, and this paper that I call is the third largest newspaper in Illinois, and they're dropping like flies because they're losing all their readership, and I jab them all the time as much as I can. But I asked the American Free Press if they'd please run a column listing all your shortwave frequencies and times and your affiliate times and your website on their paper. And so maybe you could follow that up with a
request.
Yeah,
I'm just too busy, man.
Because you're mentioned in the chat in Austin that has an ad in this issue that I just got, the 9/11 film that he made, and you mentioned it on your program.
I carry George Humphrey's video. Listen, yeah. I appreciate the call, sir. Take care. I really appreciate it. Let's go ahead now and talk to... Up next here is Michael in Chicago, another Illinois call. Go ahead.
How's it going, Alex?
Good, buddy.
Long time no hear. I'm the former Air Force guy. I've had, in the past, I did a town hall with the Road to Tyranny, and it was a pretty heady crowd, a little PhD crowd, and a lot of the folks were somewhat skeptical. Now with the Moore movie out, they went ahead and checked out Fahrenheit 9/11. Now all of a sudden I'm getting emails and calls saying, hey, you know what, we need to take another look at this Road to Tyranny, because the things that we saw in there were obviously consistent with Moore's video. And it just bugged me at the beginning because I called you early on and expressed some of the skepticism of some of that crowd, but now they're starting to come around. So there is some value in the Moore movie from that respect, and I'm starting to send out your video more and more, and folks are actually requesting it.
Yeah, Moore says Bush might have let it happen because he's in business with the Bin Ladens. No, they carried it out. But see,
absolutely.
So if it just stops at Moore, it actually helps the globalists, making the people think the left's going to save them. But if it goes deeper into the 9/11 truth movement that I'm just a small part of, then it has a massive effect.
Exactly. One more quick point, Alex. As far as the connectivity with left and right, I frequently refer people back to False Prophets by Peter Truell and Larry Goodwin regarding the BCCI scandal. I mean, it's just a massive cast of characters you have.
Yeah, you got BCCI with all these world leaders and Republicans and Democrats and money laundering and drug trafficking and working with all these dictators, and no one's ever held accountable.
Absolutely. Do you believe that Kerry, because he was running that commission there, and it's my understanding and my research of Kerry that he's kind of their go-to man. You know, he's like the cleanup guy. Okay, here's all these scandals, bring in Kerry.
I said years ago that they bring Bush in, let him carry out the dirty work, demonize conservatism, because Bush isn't really conservative, kind of like a false flag operation, and then it makes the UN look like the savior, and they get to play the part of the good cop.
Absolutely. Well, Alex, I appreciate your time. I want to let some other callers get on. Keep up the good work.
Hey, good to hear from you, Michael. Let's talk to Claude in Mass. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello, sir.
Hi. Listen, I was wondering, have you ever heard of the secret law, supposedly already signed into law, called Nacera?
Yeah, it's not true. It's not real.
It's not real?
No, it's as real as Planet X.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's as real as Little Green Man.
Okay. Well, all right. Okay.
Well, no, I mean, so what did you hear about it?
Well, they have a website. It's Nacera.
Yeah, I don't even want to give it out. Look, sir, I mean, you talk about, look, magically the government really gave us all our rights back, and everything's okay, and they secretly gave us freedom, and just ignore all this, and Why, in 2001, everything's going to be, 2002, next month they're going to fix it. No, it's a secret law. Just don't worry. It's unbelievable. And it's one of the biggest hoaxes ever out there, and it's meant to neutralize people getting involved and taking action. No, they're getting rid of the Bill of Rights. They're setting up a police state. They're setting up a national draft. They're dismantling this country, setting up world taxes. Our courts are going under UN control. It's all happening, but meanwhile, don't worry, conservatives and patriots and libertarians and truth seekers. You can go to sleep. Congress really saved you.
Okay.
All right, I appreciate the call. We get one of those. And, I mean, it's important to ask the question. I'm not putting you down for asking about it. It just really gets old, folks. I remember back in 2001, Planet X is coming in the summer of 2003. It will kill everyone. Total destruction, Titanic earthquakes, new mountain ranges. And I said, it's pure garbage, not going to happen. And then the government would put out stuff, maybe it will, try to foster this. And there's always, every year, some new hysteria. And then I predicted, I said, 2 years before the summer of 2003, I said, it is not going to come, and when it doesn't, they'll go, the Gregorian calendar. We were off 3 years. Because I've seen this scam in other manifestations, because they got the calendar off 3 years, and so, thousands of years ago. And so they'll say, it's the Gregorian calendar. Earth will be smashed, give or take within a year to 2 years after this, and so that means three more years of book sales. We were wrong. It's coming, or everybody prepare for death 2 weeks from now. The comet will kill us. The comet will kill us. And I said, it's a hoax. It's not real. It's got classic government intel written all over it. It's like this beheading thing turning out to being fake. This latest, Marine captured, they're going to behead him and uploaded from government websites here in the U.S. I mean, just come on. I mean, it's so much theater to manipulate people. I mean, I have people call me, people who've told me three or four times that the comet's coming, this meteor's coming, this planet's coming. Alex, I'm not worried about the giant prisons being built everywhere or how they're going to forcibly drug the entire population and, forcibly test everybody. And I'm not worried about the admitted cancer viruses and the vaccines. And I'm not I'm not worried about all this and the plan to invade 60 other countries and the plan to nuke a city and blame it on terrorists and have total martial law that top generals are openly talking about. Alex. Coming two Saturdays from now, this is months ago, there will be a comet, it will hit us, we will all die. Prepare yourself, it's over! And it's just like, people cannot focus in on real stuff. Well, Alex, I'm not going to fight the New World Order because the rapture is in 1 year. I hear that every year. Okay, the rapture is in 1 year. And then when it doesn't happen, and the world leader's putting the microchips in you, which they are announcing, that part's happening, they'll go, well, it can't be the Antichrist because I haven't been raptured. Planes didn't fall out of the sky. It didn't happen. You want to think Time Magazine and Newsweek and everybody are promoting Left Behind? Because then they'll go, well, the devil's a counterfeit, and Jesus really did come, and he wants us to take chips. He defeated the devil. I mean, I'm starting to hear this. So we weren't raptured, so Jesus came back, and he's our new leader, and he brought world peace, and he says we should all have one God and not fight with each other. And we've got to cut the heads off of the Al-Qaeda terrorists. These right-wing Christians work with Al-Qaeda. We've got to cut their heads off because they work. They're trying to overthrow our Lord and his prophet, the Christian Coalition. You think I'm joking? Yeah, you think I'm joking. Okay. I'm not playing around, folks. All right? And, so that's what's coming down. That's what's happening. Do I believe the Bible? Yes. Do I believe Revelations? Yes. Do I believe they've totally warped it and distorted it? Yes. I know I got a job to fight evil. Okay? Whether it's post, mid, or, pre-rapture, whatever. Folks, I'm going to fight evil. I see five thugs beating an old lady up down the street. I'm not going to go, well, it's the end times, and just evil is to wax, and nothing I can do. I'm not going to help you, old lady. I'm going to cop out. Nobody's going to help you. So go worship Satan. That's who you really worship. That's right. You're deluded. You worship the beast. You love it. We'll be right back.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Is America bankrupt? Are we on the verge of an all-out economic collapse? What can be done to protect your family and assets? What kinds of investments will be able to withstand an economic meltdown? The problem is, it's not always easy to find great solutions. And during these dangerous economic times, finding the right solution is crucial. Midas Resources has been a leader in educating people not only about the shaky economic future and its many problems, but also the solutions. Now Midas Resources is proud to offer, free of charge, Peter Kershaw's renowned book, Economic Solutions, the incredible story of how you and America are being bankrupted and what you can do to avoid the wipeout. Read Economic Solutions and learn about the greatest scam ever, the Federal Reserve Act. Learn about the great income tax swindle and the agenda of the New World Order. And learn how you can take steps now to protect yourself and family during these uncertain times. Call Midas Resources toll-free at 1-800-686-2237 and ask for your free copy of Economic Solutions and begin planning your family's economic survival. Call 1-800-686-2237. Do it today. You'll be glad you did.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Over the last 40 years, we've seen prayer and God thrown out of the schools by decisions of the U.S. Supreme Court. Yet on February 29, 1892, in a 9-0 decision of the U.S. Supreme Court, America was declared a Christian nation. There is an ongoing assault on your First Amendment right of freedom of religion and freedom of assembly. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the Ark Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With Ark's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. Ark's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the Ark Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arkinstitute.com today.
All right, up next, I guess would be Chris in Illinois. Chris, you're on the air. Go ahead, welcome.
Hi, Alex. We gave up on the NRA probably 10 years, getting back to the gun thing. But what do you think of Gun Owners of America? Is that a decent group?
Yeah, I think they're a good organization.
Okay.
That's... And I think there's several other groups, Jews, the Preservation of Firearms
yeah.
Ownership, anybody can join that. They're no compromise. For those that don't know, I don't mean NRA members are bad. I mean those at the top are Judas goats. And, they just kill us. Oh, the concealed carry law is great. But then it turns... You know, right into a privilege here in Texas where I can't buy a handgun and drive home from the store with it legally. Now, they say, well, it's up to our discretion. We'll decide whether to indict you.
Yeah,
this is the new freedom.
They've done some pretty stupid things, but I just want
to... Well, it's not stupid things. I mean, they've even tried to help the environmental land grabbers get tens of billions in funding. They've been taken over.
That's the way I feel, too. But I just
they've argued in federal court that all guns should be registered, that we shouldn't be allowed to leave our homes without a registered gun.
I know. Well, I just wanted to make sure about that, Gun Owners of America. Did you ever have Larry Pratt on your show?
About 50 times, yeah.
Well, I don't get to listen to you every day.
I haven't had him on, and, you know, I usually have him on during election cycles, and it's time to have him on again.
Yeah, I think so. Okay, thank you.
You bet. It's time to have Aaron Zellman on, too. Let's go ahead, and who's up next here, Stephanie? Andrea, New York.
Hi, how are you?
Go ahead, I'm fine.
I'm a September 11th World Trade Center victim.
Oh, okay.
And I wanted to, this is the first week I've heard your show. I had known of your show, and actually it was last week Dave Von Kleist and Joyce, I don't recall her last name.
Riley.
Mortified to admit I don't remember, but
that's all right.
they had me on their show because I'm someone who heard the explosives blow up through Six World Trade and the Associated Press photos that are on the Power Hour's website, as well as a woman I know who worked in the NBC building in Rockefeller Center.
Yeah, we have that in the WTC7 pulling the tower section, the AP photos, the video stills, the video of the buildings being blown up, and the AP was told to get back. We're about to pull the buildings. And I mean, all that's on the record. It's all hidden in plain view. So what did you see that day?
Well, no, what I heard was up through 6 World Trade in the morning, not...
No, I understand. I'm saying the entire section about all the buildings is in the WTC7 section. That's just what it's called.
You have to look. Because what the case is the government has, you know, is on the record for lying that, you know, there were no explosives in the complex. You know, they can't account...
Okay, well, that morning with the first 6 buildings, what did you see?
No, it's what I heard, because I knew the complex. I had worked in the complex.
I understand, just a figure of speech.
Yeah, no, I had at that point been working in the Merrill Lynch building, which was across the street. And when we were forced to flee the area, we were forced actually to evacuate the buildings in the general vicinity. And when you're over in Battery Park City, it's very difficult to move uptown. So I crossed town, and I also needed to witness for myself, you know, only what I'd heard rumored about the towers, and because they'd been a part of my life for the more than 20 years that I've worked and lived in New York. So I witnessed them burning, and coincidentally, often when you see illustrations and photos, they don't accurately portray the actual spots on the buildings where the original damage happened. And so, but by the time I got to just below City Hall, at that point, there were no subways running, and there's no earthquake fault under the World Trade Center. And but more than a few minutes had passed. Tower 2, I don't believe, had even come down yet. I heard the deep rumbling from the vicinity of the foundation of 6 World Trade. Now, the administration says that the U.S. Customs Service had seized hazardous materials, but when you look at those photos, the symmetry of the hole could not have been created by hazardous materials. I mean, it really can only... One can only conclude that the symmetry...
Well, the seismographs picked up multiple explosions.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Well, that's what confirmed early on, but I've endured a great deal of... I was censored by the New York Times early on. I was a Republican delegate for Senator McCain at the Republican convention in Philadelphia. So I'm not an ordinary Republican, but I'm also not a brainwashed Republican. So I've been pushing back... you know, for these several years now, and I've endured letters from the IRS, FEMA cutting me off. They've made it difficult, and I have enemies elsewhere.
All because...
Absolutely, because I've been... Because, you know, the whole war on terror is a complete, you know, piece of fraud. You know, the Homeland Security is a $90 billion pork barrel on the U.S. taxpayer's wallet. It's complete piracy. You know, they're abrogating our Constitution. Trade Promotion Authority is abject corruption. We could go on and on.
Well, I tell you what, stay there. We'll come right back to you, and then we'll go to Kurt and others. And I guess David Joyce obviously got you out of some news article, so we'll learn more about you when we get back. Stay with us, folks.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I have tried and been on so many weight loss things over the years. I've tried many, many products. I have never experienced anything like collagenate. I have lost 17 pounds in a little less than 8 weeks. It truly works. Collagenate is wonderful.
Join the crowd of people that have been telling us how much weight they've been losing through Collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Vim and Vigor's Collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. Our listeners keep telling us Vim and Vigor's Collagenate really does work. And it's healthy for you, too. In addition to helping you lose weight, Collagenate is also designed to improve strength and health of muscles, joints, skin, hair, and nails. So take Collagenate and rejuvenate. Call Vim and Vigor today. 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. And listen, get $25 off a 3-month supply of Collagenate. So call now. 1-800-622-THIN. Again, 1-800-622-8446.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments, like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call CalBend toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalBendPureSoap.com.
Jones here back live. We're just going to keep Andrea Soros on for a few more minutes. And she was on Dave and Joyce's show. She was just telling us some interesting information. I'd already seen some of this in the news where they intimidate the victim. She has another Republican friend who was there and saw the buildings being demolished and has been basically being told they'll get something if they stay quiet. She's been getting all sorts of harassment. But how has it affected you and others now that Larry Silverstein comes out on national TV and says we gave the order to pull Building 7?
Well, what happened with 7 doesn't directly have a great deal to do with the rest of us.
Well, wait a minute. If you get them to admit they blew up one building, then obviously that proves they were involved.
Yeah, not to interrupt you, but I mean, it's a valid point. I mean, we could probably turn around because they did lie in the beginning and say that although when you parse what they say, you don't get that they really include 7 or that they're not inferring 7 when they're speaking of the rest of the complex. And see, when point blank asked about what happened with 6 in the AP photos, you know, that's where they're on the record for saying that there's no explosives, indicating that particular incident. And so later on...
Well, I mean, I had my engineer friend on who was in the World Financial Center as he was at the harbor. I mean, he was in the buildings when it all happened, but, you know, hours after it happened, there he is as it's all, you know, smoking and rubble. Mm-hmm. And he's saying, yeah, controlled demolition, explosions going off. I mean...
Sure. Absolutely. Well, that's the only way 7 could come down. I mean, if you... I remember listening to our public radio station, and at that point I hadn't, met up again with my one friend who was working for the Commerce Department in Sixth World Trade when the building blew up around him. And it's he that has among other of my friends who are reluctant to go forward because in the one friend's case who was with the Commerce Department, he's the one looking for the quid pro quo from the State Department, and he figures if he keeps his mouth shut. But the others are basically just people who want to get their lives back, and so whatever they know...
And they just want to move on so this can happen to other people when the globalists blow more stuff up.
I mean, that's a good point. You're right. And that's where, you know, not only as... and I happen to know the Lord, so I'm a believer who, you know, draws that line and says, you know, regardless of what I endure, I've got the Lord, I've got to toe the line for the truth. You know, if I don't take the step to go forward, endure whatever it is, and I know we win because in the Lord we win.
Well, listen, Andrea... The WTC-7's the key. You got the seismographs. You got the firefighters saying, telling the AP, get back. We're about to pull the building. You got the owner going, yeah, we'd already had such a loss of life that afternoon. We gave the decision to bring it down, gave the order to pull it. And so we pulled it. We've aired those clips here, the videos on the website. I mean, he said that on PBS. So when you've got that type of evidence, because they say they didn't blow up Building 7. Now they say they did,
right.
And there's no discussion about it. I'm telling you, that's the key.
It's true. Well, it helps significantly because the piecing together of all the other mosaic pieces is complicated.
Well, look, they said the other buildings fell from the planes and the jet fuel. Well, Building 7 wasn't hit by a plane, wasn't hit by rubble of the
Correct.
Other buildings.
That's right.
And then, you know, later in the afternoon, a small fire starts, and then suddenly the building implodes perfectly.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, and then just it looks so evident that...
And then the owner says we blew it up. I mean, this is getting ridiculous.
Well, absolutely.
And by the way, we call their office over and over again. The media has, others have, and then there's no comment.
Well, he's on the record. He has to go on the record because people like me from the very beginning have been forcing. We've been putting the truth constantly.
Well, by the way, Giuliani, in the hearings, the whitewash hearings that Bush appointed, he admitted now that, oh, yeah, FEMA was on the ground the day before for a drill. They were there that day. Now, Kenny, one of the FEMA guys, admitted this on CBS News and other places, and then later they changed their story. Now Giuliani slips up. This is too big to cover up. They're always slipping up.
You're so right. I saw his cover-up. It was pathetic. You know, I really resented that he did that to us, and I resented how they lambasted our fire department and our police department. I really resented that because, but meanwhile, I asked Vincent Scapetta, who's the new fire commissioner, in a public forum at New York Law School, Mr. Capetta, I said, you know, what happened to the independent investigation that the New York City fire marshal is supposed to make with respect to the failure of the building? I said, you know, I've been waiting for this independent investigation to be done. I went.
Yeah,
to
it's a crime scene.
Yeah.
So they don't let anybody take photos. They kick the fire department out, haul the wreckage away to China.
Among other places. But it also went to, coincidentally, it went to that shipyard in Louisiana. And we got a phone call last week by one of the engineers down there who said that the trauma to the steel, number one, is not only not annealing, and annealing is when you've heated the steel to a certain point where it can bend. So what he is saying is that these I-beams are so thick that you need 3,200 degrees in the jet fuel.
But nothing, no jet fuel hit Building 7. Again,
exactly.
Building 7's the key. It blows
exactly.
All their arguments out of the water.
Well, that's true. I mean, at a minimum, you can get them on all the lies that they have committed up to this point. Because the mosaic of all the other puzzle pieces about the mercury and the atmosphere that the EPA didn't disclose, you know, they'll tell you about the asbestos. Because what are they going to do? They can't get away with that. You know, but they didn't tell you about the amount of mercury in the atmosphere.
From the explosives.
Well, yeah, because apparently it's used in the detonators, or it's used in the charges to set off the plastic explosives. And the buildings were just full of them. I mean, you look at the symmetry of the peel down, and I mean, any person who uses logic...
Look, they had heads of university engineering departments the next day go, demolition, bombs, impossible, perfect demolition, symmetrical demolition. Then suddenly they all shut up. Firefighter engineering comes out and says it's a cover-up.
Oh,
Jet fuel couldn't do this. Building 7, and then suddenly they shut up.
Sure. Oh, it's been horrible. It's been very difficult. My life has been very sidetracked by a great deal.
Well, it's a magician's trick, and they don't want us to slow it down and look at the trick. They want us to look at the lovely assistant.
Well, I mean, and meanwhile, all the distraction with this whole horrible thing. You know, I mean, you look at Trade Promotion Authority that they worked on for a year. I vigorously battled that the summer before the catastrophe. Vigorously opposed it. I faxed 100 senators and at least half of Congress to oppose Trade Promotion Authority because I knew it was a piece of...
And then while we were diverted on that, the week after, they give China most favored strike
WTO
membership.
I know. I vigorously opposed that, too. I don't know how many senators' offices I called in. And I'm a Republican who worked on Wall Street. So for me and Corzine, Senator Corzine, to turn around and say, don't do this. You know, this is going to be bad for the domestic American commercial environment. You know, but who do you have but the kind of power that management can roust with some things like, you know, you look at campaign contributions.
Well, Andrea, I'm glad you got this fire burning in your belly. Maybe we can have you and some of your associates on my show sometime.
You know, by all means, don't hesitate to have your people contact me.
Okay, I can do that for Joyce's producer, and thanks for calling
You're
in.
You're very welcome. Thanks.
You bet. Take care. I forgot to ask her how many New Yorkers are awake to this now. I know a lot of them are. I know every day there's demonstrators there at the site saying the government did it with giant banners. Let's go now to Kurt. Kurt in Texas. Go ahead, Kurt.
Hello, Alex.
Hello, buddy.
Needed to bring about three observations. First of all, I'm from northwest part of Texas, and they just announced the other day in the paper that the Homeland Security had given our county a anti-terrorism unit under the condition that they allowed them to pull some of their military exercises here.
Well, yeah, and again, every day I see, most days multiple articles, every day I see at least one. I have one here in front of me, where it'll be $1.2 billion for New York, $100 million for New Orleans, you know, $50 million for Austin, but just for more cameras that they then all watch and control. Ridge was up in front of them yesterday, and they say, we're going to fight terror and crime. We're going to have the cable guys spy on you for terror and crime, the Stasi secret police, and then, oh, we're going to have urban warfare military training drills in your city of how to take your city over. And so you're saying in your West Texas town, well, where are you, Kurt?
Abilene.
And so in Abilene they're going to have this. Well, what are the details?
They've already had the black Apache helicopters touring the sky up here. And yesterday, an observance traveling from Fort Worth back into Abilene, where I'd been down that way, I see a bunch of red and blue lights ahead of me. I thought it was maybe the highway patrol. They were loading a white van on one of these carry-away wreckers, and behind it was three white cars with blue stripes. One of them said U.S. Marshal. The other two said U.S. Police. Is that FEMA?
Yes, it's the new federal police. They've been around for decades, but now they're coming out of the shadows.
So they were picking up somebody's vehicle right on the highway.
I wasn't there, but according to you, yeah.
Yes, that's what they were doing.
So they're in Abilene, they're going to have urban warfare drills.
Evidently, that's what it said in the paper, that it was given to them to allow them to have their ground training, they called it.
Urban warfare mount.
In this area.
Yeah, mount training.
The bribe that
military operations
in San Antonio worked here with a little bit of equipment.
Military operations and urban terrain. Okay, well, thanks for calling, sir. Yeah, it's going on everywhere, and it has nothing to do with, you know, looking for the terrorists. It's, we're going to have troops practice taking over your city and setting up checkpoints and arresting you. We're going to lease a building and blow it up. We're not going to tell you what day we're going to do it. We're just going to terrorize you. Just get used to repelling troops and all of this, and then we're going to put up some more cameras in your neighborhood, and the feds are going to watch you, and we're going to recruit everybody to tattle on you, and it's the new freedom. Let's take a couple more calls. Well, we'll get to Sheila and Carol and others here in just a minute. Let me get some more news, because I promised I'd do this. Thousands of mentally ill U.S. children held in detention centers. This is out of Reuters. Now, again, for years we've talked about this. Florida's the worst, statistically. Thousands and thousands of children are missing that they've grabbed from families. You're five times more likely nationally to be abused in their custody than in anyone else's hands, because the predators and criminals that want to operate in safety go join this. But when they take your two-year-old, and your two-year-old cries and screams for mommy, they call that mental illness. Most of them are then put not on Prozac or Ritalin, but on antipsychotics. The children then stop developing, and they tie them down up to 20 hours a day with bed sores all over their body in maximum security facilities. Thousands in Florida alone. This is out of Reuters today, though, just an update for you. Thousands of mentally ill, because they're mentally ill because they cry, U.S. children held in detention centers. Thousands of mentally ill American children, some of as young as seven, toddlers, folks, are locked up in juvenile detention centers because there is nowhere else for them to go. A U.S. congressional report has found the report, and see, they'll get more funding and then do more of this. Oh, we got to fix this, and then they'll build more and do more of it. The report painted a disturbing picture of children with mental illness and or substance abuse warehoused in jail-like conditions where their mental health often deteriorates. And then, see, they get more money. They grab a normal child, drug them, then they get even worse. Then they're wards of the state forever, end up brain damaged and used in medical experiments. More than 160 of the 524 centers surveyed reported suicide attempts by youths. And then it goes on. The last place some of these kids need to be is in detention, the study quoted a Tennessee juvenile center administrator is saying. Those with depression are locked up alone in to contemplate suicide. The House Senate bipartisan report was initiated by Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins and California Democrat Republican Henry Waxman. Again, they'll get more funding to do more of this. It was the subject of a hearing on Wednesday by the Senate Committee on Government Affairs, which Senator Collins chairs. Many families struggle to afford mental health care. And again, the new Freedom program will test all youth and then all adults and put you on these forcibly and put you in these institutions. That's mainstream news. Oh, boy. Can't get you in the prison system or on welfare? We'll say you're mentally ill. Health insurers often provide little or no mental health coverage or pay so little doctors do not want to take part in the health plans. Community clinics are stretched and cannot meet demand. The study found that 33 states hold youths who have no charges against them of any kind in juvenile detention centers. And again, they want more funding to actually expand it. This is how it works. Education fails. It actually succeeds to dumb you down. They give it more funding. It gets worse. They give it more funding. The drug war, more drug war funding, more SWAT team raids, more drugs on the streets, more people in the private prisons owned by the drug dealers. The study found that 33 states hold youths who have no charges against them of any kind in juvenile detention centers. On any given day, about 2,000 such young people, it's 2,000 in Florida alone, folks, are incarcerated, and over 6 months, the number is 15,000. Too often, children are simply left to languish in juvenile detention centers, which are ill-equipped to meet their needs while they wait for scarce mental health services. Great services, Senator Collins added. And they go on to say how they really need to get more funding for you. Okay, continuing, this is out of the Associated Press. The globalists prevail as House gives up effort to block part of Patriot Act regarding reading habits. Republican-led House bowed to White House veto threat Thursday and stood by the USA Patriot Act, defeating an effort to block the part of the anti-terrorism law that helps the government investigate people's reading habits. Of course, Section 213 does that too, but it's even worse. They can break in your house or business, take whatever they want, and not even tell you they were there, or make you not speak out about it, where that's a terrorism charge. The effort to defy Bush, the Democrats all voted for it too, and bridle the law's powers, lost by a 210 to 210, with a mandatory normal 15-minute limit expired, but GOP leaders kept the vote open for 23 more minutes as they persuaded about 10 Republicans to initially supported the provision to change their votes. Shame, 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 the Democrats chanted as the minutes passed and the votes were switched. Well, the Democrats are against it. It must be good. The tactic was reminiscent of last year's House passage of the Medicare overall measure. When you win some and some get stolen, Representative C.L. Bunch Otter, Republican Idaho, one of the few that voted against the Patriot Act back in 01, by the way, a sponsor of the defeated provision and one of Congress's more conservative members, polled a reporter. Representative Zach Womp, Republican Tennessee said they switched his initial yes vote to no after being shown Justice Department documents asserting that terrorists have communicated over the Internet via public library computers. This new world we live in is going to force us to have some constraints, WOMP said. Okay, WOMP. That's fine, Mr. Wompy. And the Supreme Court loves it and says they can secretly arrest you. And again, all crime is terror. So that's Section 802 of H.R. 3162, passed October 27th, 2001, when no one was allowed to read it. We don't read the bills, they say. Now, is Dick Cheney headed for the door? We'll come back, take more calls, get into this and more. I hope your station carries the third hour. If not, you can listen at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.tv for free to the broadcast. So get in there and listen if your station doesn't carry the third hour, and spread the word about this global transmission.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
We're about to go to Cheryl and Carol and others just briefly. You know, I've made 10 films. I've written a book, published a book, carry a bunch of other great books and videos and books on tape. If you want the tools to be truly informed yourself, this is riveting stuff, scary stuff, and you want to have tools to show to others and wake them up and get them involved, my videos are the way to go. 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Matrix of Evil, Police State, 3 Total Enslavement, they're all very important works, and your support is also needed of this global transmission against tyranny. My videos are all over 2 hours long, $25.95 a piece, $20 if you order 3 or more of any of the 10 titles. We're carrying George Humphrey's new video for $19.95 on VHS and DVD, and you get a free 80-plus page color booklet. And both the booklet and the videos, his video is titled 9/11, the Great Illusion, Endgame of the Illuminati, you get a second copy for $14.95, and you get three of the color booklets that accompany it with the news articles and the documents. So, again, you get two copies and three booklets for $34.95, one copy and one booklet for $19.95. I suggest you get the two-copy deal and give one as a gift. But, again, my videos are excellent as well. The toll-free number to get the films or the books or any of the materials is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or again, that toll-free number, 1-888-253-3139. Or you can order on my websites as well via the Safe Secure Shopping Carts. Cheryl in Ohio, thanks for holding. Go ahead. You're on the air, Cheryl.
Hi, I'm sorry. I just want to state 2 points here, if I may.
Sure.
I've often heard you say over, I've only been a listener for a couple of years, but you always say problem, reaction, solution.
Create the crisis, okay. Scare the people into submission.
Okay. Problem, reaction, solution. Here's my solution. First off, you won't lose on every front if Jesus is your Lord. And Galatians 5:1 says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. The evildoers think that they will win in the end, but according to God's word, the Bible says they will not. The wicked will perish.
Yeah, and God helps those that help themselves as well. We have to stand up and say no to the evil, or we will go into bondage.
Well, you know what? If we stand up and we say no and we do the right thing, because the word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword, so therefore, when you do speak up,
I agree with
you.
Listen, ma'am, I agree with you. But most of the so-called Christians and churches love the New World Order and don't talk about any of this.
Well, this is true, but we do have pastors out there that do take a stand, do speak the truth to their congregation.
And we have them on this broadcast.
Yes, 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 and I know that. But I'm just saying also that, like Andrea said, that, you know, she knows Jesus Christ is her personal Savior. So therefore, what she is saying to you is that she is no longer in fear or bondage, and nor should any of us be who really know Jesus Christ. Even Satan himself knows him, but do we really know Jesus Christ in our heart?
Okay, thank you for the call, ma'am. I understand that, but also you can't just chant the name Jesus and then think everything's going to go away. The Bible actually says that. You can't just chant it, and I'm not saying you're doing that, but most people do. You know, and then they think George Bush is great, and they think the world government's a good thing, and they think giving up their rights is good, because it'll stop the evil Democrats. I mean, it's just all theater. So you called a few days ago and said the same thing, and I don't disagree with you. I almost got the idea that you think I disagree with you or something. So I'm kind of in a quandary over what you're saying. All right, the third hour is coming up, and we'll go to Carol and many others. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, and we'll be right back. And again, if your station doesn't carry the third hour, you can listen at InfoWars.com.